I noticed that Ron Green was not nominated to be a trustee. And I'm also hearing about a plan in the party circles where they're on a campaign to ensure that Edison James is no longer a trustee and to campaign against Lennox Linton for the position of party president. Those people, if you involved in that in any way, shape or form, my brother, because you've spoken to me and so on, I hope you know what you're doing with that plan that you'll have to isolate, as it will, Marigot men. So you see, the whole question of Marigot men just keeps coming up again. Why target Edison James as a trustee, a faithful trustee, acting in that position in a dignified way? He doesn't offend anybody. He doesn't trouble anybody. He's just there giving us his best judgment and his best contribution in terms of his thought as regards to the direction of the party. Yet, you all are, they are targeting him for removal because of the circles that are doing that. They do not want the Marigot people to control the party. I hope you are aware of that, you know, Dr. Thompson Fountain. And especially when I see those things happening, it's not consistent with what you told me about the respect you had for Mr. James as the man who built the party and so on. You understand? This Mr. James has done absolutely nothing to harm our party. We have only been benefiting from his wisdom and his good advice over the many years throughout our existence. So to launch a campaign against him that he must not be a trustee, or that Lennox Linton cannot be the president of the party, we are going up a wrong road. And do not expect us Marigot people to sit there and expect you all to just come into a party that you said that we built, to just come and just push us out of the party for no valid reason at all. It will not work, Dr. Fountain and others who may be involved in that. It will not work.